Hello everyone and welcome back to Mental Health Tips 101. I'm Rachel Tanisha and today we're talking about a topic that affects millions of people worldwide, anxiety. Now, I know by now we've probably all seen the new Inside Out 2 movie. It's pretty great. No spoilers here, but you know, anxiety is a pretty prominent character in the movie. So let's talk about it. So what is anxiety exactly? Well, to start off, there's a few different types of anxiety disorders, but today we're going to be focusing on the general anxiety disorder. So anxiety is the body's natural response to danger, an automatic alarm that goes off when you feel threatened, under pressure, or are facing a stressful situation. It's a pretty normal part of life, actually, to experience occasional anxiety. For instance, when you might feel anxious when you are faced with a problem at work, or, you know, the jitters before taking a test, or making an important decision. Those are all pretty normal, but, you know, you need to worry about anxiety once you notice it becoming excessive, you know, it being persistent and interfering with your daily life and, you know, with your daily activities. So, you know, let's consider an example. Imagine a college student named, let's say, Jane. Jane has always been a high achiever, always. But recently, she's been feeling overwhelmed with her coursework, exams, and social pressures. She constantly worries about her grades and often feels like she's not doing enough even when she's studying really late into the night. This anxiety makes it difficult for her to concentrate during lectures and finds herself unable to relax, really, even during her free time. Jane's anxiety also affects her sleep. She lies awake at night, you know, her mind racing with thoughts about what she needs to do the next day, always thinking ahead. This persistent worry and inability to relax are signs that Jane might actually be experiencing an anxiety disorder. Now let's talk about the real-world application of understanding anxiety. Awareness and proper education about anxiety can lead to better management and treatment. And I've got to say, it's all about that awareness and taking those steps, you know, those next steps to better that mental health for you to get better. Schools and workplaces and communities can implement mental health programs to support individuals dealing with anxiety. But again, it's all about you. You need to take that step forward to take those steps and be willing to get better. By understanding anxiety, recognizing its symptoms, and knowing how to seek help, we can create a supportive environment that encourages people to talk about their mental health and get the help they need. I know it's difficult for everyone to share how they're feeling and really seek out that help, but that's the step we need to take forward in order to, you know, address our mental health. So that's all for today's episode of Mental Health Tips 101. Remember, addressing mental health is crucial for overall well-being. Take care and see you next time.